Acts 15. There is a council there, John, called they had a meeting because the Jews were saying that the newcomer Gentiles, they got to be circumcised just like we always had to be. And they called themselves together. Verse 5 says, but there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up. Peter gets a lot of flack in the Bible. But Peter rose up. Peter rose up. He stood up. I believe the Lord put a message on Peter's heart to deliver. Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among you, among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. He bear them witness. I was talking after Brother Mike on Thursday night. And we talked about the meetings we had been to this summer. I was in California in May, Mississippi in July, camp meeting in July, Houston, first weekend in August. And I can come back, and I love it where you see these elders, these men met together. And they said, where I've been, I can come back and tell you that God is with them. And I tell you, I look at all these brothers, and some of you, where have you been this summer? Can you not tell me that the Lord is active in his church?
Amen.
The church is not dead, neither is it dying.
Amen.
And he says, I bear them witness by the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, I have no idea where I'm going this morning. But you pray for me. Because there was a time when the apostles walked with Jesus Christ. Oh, how that must have been to walk and witness firsthand, first sight, the miracles that Christ did. And to hear sermons from the greatest preacher that ever lived. But he said, I'm going away. I'm going away. But he says, I'm going to send you another comforter. And I tell you, we have experienced that this weekend. We've experienced it all summer. I tell you, oh, we've been through hard times when we didn't meet. We didn't know if we were doing the right thing or the wrong thing. And then we come together and the Lord sends his spirit among his people. And then we can say, I know of a truth.
Amen.
Oh, just like Job did, but we're better than Job. Oh, I thought about Jacob. And I tell you, this weekend we're better than Jacob. Because Jacob says, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. Yeah. Well, I tell you, we know it, don't we? We felt it, haven't we, this weekend? He says, I knew it not. But I tell you, with all the songs that have come up, with the prayers, with the sermons that have been preached, I tell you, we knew it. We knew that it only could come from one place, and that's the Lord. That's the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Ghost. That is God with us.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, it was sweet, I'm sure, for Moses to talk, have God the Father talk to him face to face as a friend speaketh to his friend. Oh, and like I already said, how sweet it must have been to walk with Jesus. But what we have is just as sweet. Because the Holy Ghost, Brother Mike, is God.
It's God.
And by this, he says, we knew it. We knew it. And what did it tell you? Oh, you've got to do this. You've got to do that. That's what they were saying. Oh, is there not rest? Is there not peace in the truth? He said, I've got to read this again. It's so good. God knoweth the hearts. Bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost. Even as he did unto us. Even as he did unto us. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Then he says this. Now therefore, why tempt ye God? That is what the Lord refers to, how he refers to putting laws on his sheep. Putting laws on his people that they cannot bear.
Amen.
He says it's tempting God.
Yeah.
Now, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?
Yeah.
Oh, listen to this. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved.
Amen.
I believe they're old Baptists. We shall be saved even as they, he said. I tell you, that was a wake-up call to them. They would have said, well, maybe they'll say be saved like us. No, you're saved just the same way those dog Gentiles are. That's how the Lord saves his people.
Amen.
By grace. I tell you, that's the message that comes with the Holy Ghost. And it's grace where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. I tell you, we're going away from this place. I know this is not the end of the meeting, but it's going to be the end for me, I'm afraid. We got to go home. But I was considering an old story my granddaddy used to tell. Now, he didn't live during the Civil War. But he knew some people that did, I guess. And he told a story. There in our community of McMahon, he says all the men were off fighting the Civil War. So there wasn't anyone to work, around the house. But he said down on the creek, they had a fire that they kept going all the time. So the women or whoever, the kids who were at home, they would have to go down to the fire to get some fire. Oh, I tell you, brothers and sisters, we've had some fire. Oh, that's how the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. It came like a rushing wind, a fire. I can't even remember, like dancing on the roof. But I tell you, we've got some fire to take home, don't we? We take it home and kindle. I don't know what you're going through at your home churches. Maybe sometimes you're a little depressed because your numbers are down. Well, I tell you, you go home and you tell them the Lord's with his people. The Lord's still with his people. The Lord's still with his church. He's still blessing. Let us continue on in the way. Let us therefore go on. unto perfection. That's what I want to do. They tell me, you preach grace, it's going to just put them to sleep. Rock to sleep in the cradle of grace. Does anyone this week feel like you've been rocked to sleep? I don't know about you, but I want to serve the Lord better than I ever have. I want to be a better disciple. I want to be a better preacher. I want to be a better everything I can. Everything I do it as I'm doing to the Lord with might. Oh, I tell you, that's what I desire after I hear this good preaching and this good singing. Oh, Lord, it's just a wonderful experience. The Lord is with us. The Lord is with His church. Oh, yes. Oh, I tell you, I won't go there. But over there in Ecclesiastes 7, and I'm going to misquote it. I'm just going to quote at it. But it says, it's not good to say I'm going to really misquote it. To say I miss the good old days, basically. That's not good. Go to Ecclesiastes 7 and read it. And brothers and sisters, it's not good. We are living in the good old days. We are. Oh, I tell you, I can watch the news. I get so depressing watching news. Well, quit watching the news. I get so depressing thinking about the state of this world. Well, quit thinking about the state of this world. If you be risen with Christ, set your affection on things above. Brothers and sisters, we are. Oh, that's what these things like this is. It is evidence to us that we are His and we are risen with Christ. Now we say, let's set our affection on things above. Oh, let's see here. I am going to try to go here. Of course, I'm going to try to go somewhere where I can't remember where it is. But maybe the Lord will help me out. 76 Psalm, I think. Oh, I love this here. That's not it. That's always right in here somewhere. I get these mixed up. It'll come to me when I sit down. But it tells us, early will I seek thee. Early will I seek thee. I'm waiting. Come on, brothers. Early will I seek thee. And then he goes on a little and he says, when I am in my bed, in the night watches, I will meditate on thee. I tell you, that's good advice right there. Early. Get up early. Or when you get up, seek Him. Seek Him and put yourself to sleep. Thinking on Him. Meditating on Him. Oh, I tell you, we've got enough this weekend to just thank Him for a long, long time. Of course, as it's been preached, we can spend the rest of our days and all of eternity thanking Him for what He has done to us, what He has done for us. Oh, all my days I want to serve Him. He has been so good to me. Oh, what He has done for us in His church. Oh, I think about it a lot. Oh, look at that. I wish y'all could see what I see. I wish y'all could see what I see without the fear and trembling. Or sometimes I wish you do. But I'm looking out and I'm thinking, here my best friends. My kindred dwell. Where God, my Savior, reigns. Do you realize what this is? We can't explain it to our co-workers, to our friends. They think we're crazy. But God sent His Son to die for His people and to set up His kingdom on this earth. And we're in it.
Amen.
Not everyone is. Not all of His children are. Most aren't. But we are. The Apostle Paul says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. He saved us eternally by grace. And He blesses us timely in His church by grace.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you,
I love grace. I want to go to Ephesians and talk a little more about that Holy Ghost. I love the book of Ephesians. I love it. You want to... We always try to figure out, oh, Elder so-and-so, he's a doctrinal preacher. Oh, he's a duty preacher. He's an experiential preacher. Apostle Paul says, I taught the whole council of God. Whole council. And I believe the scripture has laid it out.
Amen.
How it goes.
Amen.
Look at the Ephesian letter. He's going to... Oh, I tell you what. Oh, you go from not having anything to say to... How long y'all got? I like to... All right, let's just talk fast. 19th chapter of Acts. Apostle Paul comes upon the church at Ephesus. And he says, have you received what? The Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Now they give an answer that would be concerning to me, and I believe to Paul. They said, we have not heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. And he says, well, what then were you baptized? They said, John's baptism. He said, John baptized in repentance, but you got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I tell you, they were repenting, but you think about when you repent, you got to, I love Brother James Isaac's definition, stop, turn around, and go. Really, I like simple things. That's repenting. Well, you know, when I stop and turn, there's about a whole bunch of ways I can go. That still is not right. But I tell you, if I set it on Jesus Christ, that's going to be right.
Yeah, right.
Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And they were, and they received the Holy Ghost. That's the 19th chapter of Acts. The 20th chapter, oh, the Apostle Paul, he spent some time there. Now he's going to leave them. And he's not coming back. And he was very sad. Oh, he says, I don't know what's going to happen to me, but I know that the Spirit is witnessing, testifying to me that tribulations are coming. Hard times are coming. I'm going to be in bonds. But he says, none of these things move me. Oh, I tell you, whenever we have experienced the Spirit of God like this, none of these things move me. Neither I count my life more dear unto me, that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry, basically. Oh, I tell you, he says, all these things, I know hard times are coming, but they don't faze me. They're not going to move me. I'm going to carry on. I'm going to press on. I'm going to keep on. Oh, and then he leaves them, and they wept bitterly. They wept sore on his neck, most of all because they knew that they would not see him again. And then he's in Rome, in a prison, I suppose, or maybe a hired house, and he writes them a letter. He writes them a letter. These people who the last time he saw them, that he just... fell on his neck and wept because they weren't going to see him again. And he writes them a letter. And how does he start that letter? Oh, it's so good to see you or to hear from you. I'm so happy. How's old Uncle Bob doing? How's life? No, he says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. I always look at who he's writing to. Look at that. It just tells you. The Bible opens itself up to you. Oh man, that kind of sounds Armenian. Well, he's writing to the faithful in Jesus Christ. So it's not Armenian. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Ah, here we go. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Oh, why did he do all this? According to the good pleasure of his will. You know what? When I'd say why to mom or dad, they'd say, because I said so. Why did God do it this way? Because he wanted to. Because it was a pleasure of his will. And I thank God we're included in that. Oh, but how do we know? How do we know? Okay, well, it's telling me there is a chosen people before the foundation of the world. They are predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. But how do I know? How do I know I'm in that number? Well, he's going to tell us. He's going to keep on going and tell us. He says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according... Oh, wait a minute. This is according to his good pleasure also. According to his good pleasure, he's made known the mystery of his will, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him. Now, he says, in whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. That we should be. He just preached grace. He just preached grace. Now he's going to transfer over to a little what we should do now.
Yeah.
That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. And now he's going to tell us how we can know these things. In whom also, in whom ye also trusted. After that ye heard the word of truth. Goodness, how could I lose my place? After that ye heard, in whom ye trust, after that ye heard the word of truth. What is the word of truth? The gospel of your salvation. The gospel of yourself. In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. That's what we've been done. That's what we've had done to us this weekend. We have been sealed. It's like the king, when he writes a letter, would pour that wax in there and seal the letter. And you say, I know where this came from.
Right.
I think of old Joseph. When Joseph and what was Joseph's dad's name? Israel, Jacob. Whenever he... I'll tell you. Whenever he had bought his son, it tells us, when they bring the coat of many colors with the blood, first off, they present some evidence to him. And they ask the right question or the wrong question. They say, is this not Joseph's coat? And he says, it is. But it wasn't his blood. He believed some tempered evidence, some false evidence. And he said, without a doubt. I tell you, there is a world of God's children that say, without a doubt, without a doubt, this is the way it's got to be. Without a doubt. And years go by and he's elevated and you know the story. And the brothers come upon whenever he sends them to go get corn in Egypt. And finally he says, go get. And he reveals himself to them and he says, go get our father. And he goes and they tell him, your son Joseph is yet alive. He says,
huh? No, he isn't.
Oh, yeah. I thought I got something wrong. He says, no, he isn't. No, he's not alive. I had that evidence. I had that evidence back there. And I said, without a doubt, he's dead. But when he saw the wagons, you know where those wagons could only come from? Pharaoh's house. You know where what we've experienced can only come from? Our king's house. And we have these experiences and we say, it is enough. It is enough. Oh, I tell you, the gospel, it is enough.
Amen.
And God has sealed us with his spirit.
Amen.
With his Holy Ghost. Let's go ahead and tell you what it is. You were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until Oh, I like songs, man. And you know I do. And I got on a while there. I even tried to preach on how sweet the name of Jesus sounds. The last verse. Well, the second to last verse says, talks about going to heaven. But then the last verse says, till then. Till then. That's what we're living in right now. We are in the till then. Till then I would thy love proclaim.
Amen.
With every fleeting breath. And may the music of thy name refresh my soul in death. Till then. Till then, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. He's given us the earnest of our inheritance. As I've heard Brother Sonny, and he got it from someone else, say often, spending money. He's given us some spending money. Till then, I want to close, Brother Mike, with the 40th chapter, 40th Psalm. How blessed are you this week? Is this just like everyone else says they go to church? No, we're convinced of greater things than just being a church. We've been had a kingdom experience. And I am convinced you have been fed, and I am convinced you got some fire to take home with you. But I think of this last verse of the 40th Psalm, just to put us in remembrance of how special we are. Because this was not an accident. First of all, I want to thank the Old Union Church for everything they've done. I want to thank all the ministers that have come. But most of all, the Lord has been with us. It's not an accident. It's not that feels good experience. It's not like when your football team wins. He says, but I am poor and needy. I am poor and needy. We know that. I don't even preach a sermon on that. You know it. I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh on me. That's what he's done this week. He's thought on you.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's thought on me.
Amen.
He saved me eternally. But here he is with me this weekend. He's thought on us. God in heaven, who spoke the world into existence, who's done so great things throughout Scripture. He thought on you. He thought on the Rich Mountain Association.
Amen.
He thought on some people in Arkansas. But people came from everywhere to be here. And the Lord has thought on us. Come in.